Okay, and okay, you say, say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you what?
You'd get scared.
Okay. Or using the word dare. You say,
dare.
I'll bet you, would you say don't dare or daren't or dasn't?
I'd say don't dare. I don't like to hear that word.
What?
I don't like to hear don't dare. You don't dare anybody. I don't like to hear nobody dare anybody to do anything. You know? I was, as I grew up, if anybody dared me to do anything, I'd do it a pop. And I just don't like that word.
Yeah. Is it a bad word? Or
it is, uh-huh. You know, it's means angry, you know, daring anybody to do anything.
Yeah. I never really use that. I mean, I never use that word much. I didn't know. If someone dares you to do something, do you have to do it then, or...?
No, you don't have to, but you see a gang of, you ain't been with a bunch of young people and they'd say, I dare you to take a drink of this, you do so and so. You never have been with a bunch of kids that didn't say something like that?
Yeah, I guess I have.
Well, did you do it or did you not?
I don't remember. Nobody ever dared me to do anything really dangerous.
Well, yeah, that's right, but you know, when you take a small child and a big one, you know, say something to them, I dare you to do something like that, they'd do it fine.
Yeah.
That'd be the very next thing they'd do. So I just don't like that word, for it's used maybe from small children a lot of times. And you know, they'd do it, you get, do dangerous. What I mean, they do dangerous things.
Yeah.
Now for, take for an instant, my second boy, he's one of them that, well, would do anything in the wide world, he'd risk himself. And if they dared him, say, climb to the moon, if he could get there, he'd go.
Yeah.
And, then someone dared him off, you know, by diving off the top of a bridge, not the top, not the bridge, but the frame. And he dived off in there and he split his head. Of course, he went clear to the bottom. And you see what it will mount to, you know, it just mounts to danger a lot of times.
Yeah.
They do dangerous things. And I just hate that word, dare. I dare you.
Yeah. Okay. You say, if a child got a whipping, you'd say, well, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or, using the word ought, he...
He needed it.
Yeah. Would you say hadn't ought to have done, or oughtn't to have done, or...
Well, maybe he did something he needed a whipping for. If he did, he needed a whipping, but a lot of people grab one up and give it a spanking before they really know what they're doing it for.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of children get whippings when they don't really need them. They need talking to more.
Yeah. Okay, this is the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Hawk.
Okay, but another kind. It's got big old eyes.
Owl.
Okay, what do you call a small owl?
A screech owl.
Okay, and what do you call a big one?
Nothing on big old owls, I don't know.
The one that's got the deep voice.
Well, I wouldn't think know anything other than
that. Is
that who?
Who?
Oh, yeah, he's one of the hoot, hoot, hoot. But they all do that, don't they? Don't screech owl do the same thing?
Yeah, some people say he's got a little higher voice.
the big one has got a stronger voice, you know.
Yeah.
A louder voice, too, than the little one has. That's something we very seldom ever hear around here anymore, is an owl. It may be because there's so much racket going on that you can't. And then again, it may be that the timbers my y'all cut out, you see.
Yeah.
For the living of timber. They used to, way back when I was a child, it was timber everywhere, and you could hear them every night. And it was dark, too. I mean dark as pitch, but there wasn't electric light sticking here and yonder and everywhere.
Yeah.
It was really dark nights. So it's all, we're living in a different world right now than what I grew up in.